Vern Foster joins us from Southwest Washington 105.5 FM as the Mark Morris Monarchs and R.A. Long each looking for their first win of the season. And I'm looking at these stats thus far, and it wasn't pretty in the first two games for either one of these teams, was it, Vern?
No, it wasn't. And the good thing was it looked like it would make it a competitive game tonight. And it was a very competitive game. As the Monarchs and the Jacks played for the 69th time tonight, and the Lumberjacks come up with two fourth-quarter touchdowns. Riley Opbrand, a 3-yard run and a 15-yard pass from sophomore Owen Enriquez, and they edge the Monarchs by a score of 14-10. As I mentioned, no scoring in the first half of the ball game. Mark Morris got on the board first when it kicked a 28-yard field goal with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. That's the way the third quarter ended, 3-0. The Jacks took the lead on Opbrand's first touchdown of the night with about 9 minutes left. Mark Morrison went down the field, put together a very impressive drive, scored with 4.5 minutes of play, took the 10-7 lead. Then the Jacks converted a couple of fourth down conversions on their final drive of the night, and the sophomore Enriquez hits the senior Opbrand on a 15-yard pass and gave them the 14-10 lead. Mark Morris tried to drive down the field, got the ball to the 50-yard line, a couple of penalties, then a fourth down and 20. The quarterback for the Monarchs, Will Burkhart, was sacked, and the Jacks pick up their first win of the season. Elijah Allen ran for 115 yards in the ball game, 95 of those coming in the second half of play, including a 55-yard run. Zach McCarthy ran for 97 yards for Mark Morris, 60 of those coming in the second half. Mentioned the defense has played very well in the first half. Monarchs took the opening kickoff, ran it down to the 25-yard line of R.A. Long, got the fans all fired up. The Jack defense forced a fumble, and then the Monarchs forced a fumble back, but they couldn't score. So, like I said, first half was great defense. Second half, things loosened up a little bit, but the Jacks win their third straight Civil War by a score of 14-10. They are now 1-2 in league, but more importantly, 1-0 in the Greater St. Helens League.
Any other scores down there in the Greater St. Helens League tonight?
Nothing in the league. Kelso came up your way. They played Lake Washington and lost to the Happy Hoppers by a score of 12-8. Adnan and Toledo had a great ball game, too. 2B Powers. I was told two different stories. I know Toledo won the game 35-34. One story was Adnan went for two on the final play of the game as they scored and didn't make it. Another story I got with like a few seconds left in the ball game, they elected to kick a single extra point to send it overtime, but then they went for a fake and went for two and didn't get it, but they won 35-34. And Kalama defeated Iwako by a score of 32-6.
Great stuff. Thank you, Vern. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dick.
That's Vern Foster joining us.